You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whittaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whittaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whittaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhittaker.co/businessbasics to enroll.
Hey photographer, Jessica Whittaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. In this episode, I am joined by Emma Vaness, who is an empowerment photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. She is going to be covering an incredible topic that we all need to integrate into our business and probably our personal life. We're talking about intention versus expectation. She is going to be teaching us how expectation can actually restrict our photo shoots and intention allows for a more flexible, aligned, and creative photo shoot experience. There's so much to cover, so let's jump right into it.
Hi, everyone who's listening. My name is Emma Vaness. I'm an empowerment photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I'm also just getting into business mentoring. So this is a really exciting time in my life. I'm an empowerment photographer. This has been like such a long journey for me. And I do have to give Jessica a shout out because she is her YouTube channel, like maybe, I don't even know, like 7 years ago, maybe, was where I like learned my photography. Like that is, I'm self-taught from your videos.
Oh my goodness. That is so amazing. So Emma, what are we going to be talking about today?
We're talking about intention versus expectation. This is kind of a mindset thing when we're going into our photo shoots. When we have set expectations, we can really restrict ourselves. Whereas if we've got an intention, it's nice and open for both us as the photographer, but also for our clients. And it just takes the pressure off. All right, beautiful. So when we're talking about expectation, we'll start with that one first, because I think that's kind of where we all start when we're starting our photography journey. We're kind of stressed. We're kind of anxious. Usually that was me anyways. And so we're putting a lot of really heavy expectations on ourselves and on the client experience, the location, everything. So for example, when we're going in with really heavy expectations, we might be expecting the client to look a certain way. So we've planned certain poses for them. And if they look different, we're kind of restricting our own experience as the photographer to really show off our creative ability. But we're also restricting the client experience because they're on the other side and they're not feeling that comfortable in the poses that you expected to use and you haven't got anything else in the bank. Also talking about like if the location doesn't look how we thought. So the client might have described their home to us if we're going to shoot in their house or something like that. They might have said that there's a lot of natural light, but to a photographer that can look really different, right? So they might have said there's a lot of natural light, or it might be just a really cloudy day and you're just out of luck. And if you go in there without your lighting gear and just expecting to use natural light, and there's no light, then you can really kind of block yourself from achieving the most from that shoot. Talking about intention on the other side of that, with intention, it's so beautiful to go in, and I communicate this with my clients as well. When we're talking about intention, I'll let them know describe your intention to me and tell me where you're going to use the photos. What is this going to be like? Because I do a lot of personal branding stuff. So I'm like, where are we posting them? Is this for your website? Is it for socials? Do you need landscape photos? Whatever. Or is it mostly portrait? And then I'll say, what's the intention with this? And they'll usually come back with something like, my intention is to show off like my boss babe energy or like my queen energy or whatever it is. And so that gives us a beautiful creative kind of brief to work with, which is so much more wholesome. So when we go into the shoot, we know kind of the vision we want to create, but nobody's restricting us on what it's going to look like. Because I find that most often, and you probably find this too, is when you go into a shoot, you kind of go with kind of what you planned, like you've got a bit of a shoot flow, everything like that. And then something like divine intervention comes in and all this creative energy comes in and you just have another idea that you didn't even think of going into the shoot. And when you've set an intention, you can go with that and see what happens. And that's usually where the magic comes through for a shoot. And the client's always like, oh, like I look great. I love this. I look so beautiful. Like so happy we tried this idea. Whereas if I'd gone in and said, we're only doing this, we're doing these exact poses and this is what the lighting's going to be, whatever, then I would never have been able to create that for them. So you're kind of doing yourself and the client a disservice by not going in with an intention.
That's really beautiful. Do you ask them what their intention is for the shoot kind of when they're booking, maybe on the questionnaire, or is it the day of?
So it's definitely when they book, because I want to know, and this is really important and something that's super actionable for the audience, is when they book, like when they inquire, I mean, I want to see their mood board. I want to hear about what their intention is and what their vision is first so that I can then say yes or no to the client, because you don't have to take someone on if what they're looking for doesn't align with you. And that's also like a beautiful way to a kind of set an intention with yourself going into your photography business, is I'm only going to accept photo shoots that align with me and feel good for me. Whereas if you had the expectation of like, I'm going to take everything because I just got to make the money, then we're going to feel kind of gross in our businesses.
Do you have an example from your experience of both of these, intention and expectation?
Yes. So actually, it's such a funny coincidence, because yesterday, my shoot yesterday was such a perfect example of this. I had a nutritionist come in for a personal branding shoot. I have my little home studio, but we also were planning to shoot in the botanic gardens near my place. So because she's like nutritionist, fitness, that kind of thing. So we're going to do like a bit of outdoors, bit of indoors, bit of boss babe energy, bit of fitness energy. And it's winter in Melbourne right now, and it was, I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit, but it was like maybe like 4 degrees that morning. We were going to do like 8 a.m. for like, you know, sunrise, beautiful, soft glow. But she was like, she messaged me in the morning and she was like, I'm really cold. You have no idea how much I hate the cold. And I was like, why did you accept an 8 like a.m. booking then? Like, I was like, oh my God, what do I do? But the intention was still the same, whether or not it was warm or cold. So we ended up deciding to shoot indoors for the entire shoot. The entire 2.5 hours was in the studio, different backdrops. We shot in my kitchen a little bit. We gave her that like fitnessy kind of look, but we didn't have to do it outside because nobody said we had to.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Honeybook. Honeybook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill. This process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. So before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients, and Honeybook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you can set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and Honeybook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due, and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. you can head to jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook.
Going back to when you ask them their intention before they book the shoot, when they inquire with you, why is this important to think about before the photo shoot?
For one, it's so important to think about, as I said before, for you to know whether or not you actually want to take on that client, but then also so important for you to get a really beautiful open communication happening with the client so that you can let them know straight up, like, we're not going to be copying the photos in the mood board. We're going to be using them as inspiration. That's all it is. So that they're not going into the shoot expecting to do and look exactly like the models do in their mood board, wherever it's from, Pinterest or whatever. It's so important just so that they know that you're both on the same page. And like, if you're not communicating with your clients ahead of time in an open and healthy way, then you're leaving room for them to be disappointed at the end if they were expecting to have like a full-on studio shoot look like a magazine cover, but your location doesn't look like that or something like that. You know what I mean?
Do you communicate that with them just in email once they send over the Pinterest board? How would you kind of even word that?
Honestly, I'm not a phone call person. And it took me so long to be okay with this. Like, business owners all around the world were telling me, like, you got to call your clients, got to call your clients. But actually, I'm here to say email is beautiful. And I attract a lot of clients who also don't like phone calls. So everything for me is usually done by emails. I'll take you through my booking process to give you an idea of what it looks like and how I incorporate intention into it. So Instagram is where I get pretty much all of my inquiries. People will message me there and straight away I'll say, this sounds amazing. I can't wait to work with you. What's your best email? I'll send you all the info. So that way we're taking it away from the busyness of Instagram DMs and we're putting them into an official email thread where everything's written down. You can find it easily. And it's great for them because it makes you look more professional because you're taking it off Instagram.
And you're not having them actually reach out to your website to fill out the form. You're grabbing their address.
Yeah, I like it because for me, my work is very personal. It's very intimate. It's very one-on-one. And I love that human-to-human connection. So I get them to just DM me if they want to inquire. They can inquire through my website, but most often it's through Instagram DMs. Then I'll take that over to email where I will have a kind of a template where I copy and paste, which is covering like, can't wait to shoot with you. Here's the shoot details. From what you've said so far, I'm hearing you're looking for boss babe energy in the studio with this kind of lighting. And then I'll say, here's my availability, my dates, whatever. And then I'll say pricing guide is attached. And so at that point, they can go through the pricing guide and have a look. The pricing guide also has my booking information in it and what to expect. So at that point, I'm already putting in the little seeds of what to expect when you book with me. And so I'm saying things like, you'll send your mood board, we'll discuss it, we'll create something along these lines, that kind of openness already. Instead of saying like, send your mood board, we'll create exactly that and expect, you know, what you've put together. Then when they reply and they say like, amazing, here's my mood board, let's talk about it, then I will go through that with them and say, beautiful, I can see this happening in my studio with the black backdrop with this. Let's keep the vision quite open. Let's see what happens. Like keeping it like already sort of saying like, I just want to keep it open. You know what I mean? Like I'm keeping space for something else to come through. Side note, I also talk about this on my Instagram page. In the content that I share, I'll talk about moments of magic that happen when we release our expectations, when the client doesn't have set expectations and they've got an intention instead. So that kind of already prepares them because they're already inquiring through Instagram anyways. So they're like, yep, okay, I've seen her content. I know what she's talking about. They'll inquire and they'll be like, here's what my intention is kind of thing. And then if they haven't said that, then I will just ask like, what is your intention with this? Where are we using them?
Emma, how does your own mindset going into a photo shoot affect the client experience?
This again, intention versus expectation is a mindset thing. It's all in your mind. It's all how you're perceiving the shoot process and how you're going into it. So for me, if I'm going into the shoot with a really restricted mindset, such as having set heavy expectations of what I need to create, then when I'm on the shoot, we leave space to feel quite like, for me, if I've gone into a shoot, especially in the early days in my photography career, going into a shoot with heavy expectations and that mindset of like, I have to achieve this certain thing for this client in this location, it's got to be exactly what I want, then I left space for myself to be quite disappointed in myself if it didn't work out the way that I wanted. And this has happened to one of my one-on-one mentoring clients as well. She's also a photographer, and she came to me on a call and she said, I had this beautiful branding shoot planned and it didn't go how I wanted it to. And I had to remind her of intention versus expectation, because what happened for her is she went into the photo shoot putting a lot of pressure on herself, because this was quite a well-known person that she was going to be shooting for. She's new in her personal branding photography career, so this was a new thing for her. And she really expected the studio space that she was shooting in to be quite large, quite spacious, and quite well lit. But what happens was she got there and the space was tiny. And so all the poses she'd planned to do didn't work. And also the lens that she brought didn't work for that space, because she brought a prime lens and couldn't get close enough to the client without it just being like the client's like nostrils. And so really put on the spot and couldn't create what she had in mind. And so I reminded her that next time, this is a beautiful learning experience. Next time we go in with intention, which means that we're kind of preparing in a different way. Our mindset going into the shoot is different. We're kind of thinking like, I'll bring all the lenses just in case. We're kind of like, oh no, you know, like I will bring all the lenses, I will bring all of my poses, I will think this through in a much broader sense, just in case something else happens, just in case it's a bit different to what I'm thinking, or just in case the client in the moment wants to try something else. Because more often than not in the shoot, the client will kind of direct us and say, oh, can we try this? Can we try that? And if we've got set expectations, we don't want to say no to them. We want to say, yes, of course, let's be flexible. Let's be open and go with the flow.
What would your advice be like if somebody was in that situation where, let's say they booked like a peer space. Actually, this has happened to me, where on the peer space listing, the location looked like it was super bright in daylight. And I got in there and it was in the very back corner and it was completely dark with no windows, anything. So in that situation with the client where she's actually on the location and she doesn't have her lenses with her, you know, now she's going to prepare next time. Would it be better to even bring the client outside and change location? What would be your advice be when it's like on the spot like that?
Yeah, that'd be really intense to be there in that moment. So I think the first thing is to give yourself a bit of grace. Just say to the client, like, give me 2 minutes. I'm going to think about this and we'll work something even better out. Let them know that like, it's not exactly what you thought it was going to be, and just go, give me 2 minutes and I'll find something even better. And in that 2 minutes, you can just give yourself a minute, step outside. They can play on their phone, whatever. They're human. You're human. Take a deep breath and just go, I've got this. Practice some positive affirmations real quick. Tell yourself you got this. You can, you know, you're brilliant at your career. You're a brilliant photographer. You're amazing. And just kind of like take yourself through that, reassure yourself, because I would bet you that in that situation, most of us are going to be thinking the opposite of that. And we'll be thinking like, oh my God, I can't do this. I've like stuffed this up. I need to cancel. I need to refund. No, you don't have to. Tell yourself how amazing you're doing and that you can think of something new, and then go for a little explore. See what's outside. Go have a look. I mean, I would try the brick wall and see how it looks. I mean, if you've got a flash in your bag or something, see what happens. Show the client what the photo looks like and just explain to them that it's not exactly what we expected. So let's, with the intention of like, we're wanting to create this branding shoot for your website, whatever, your overall vibe is quite like rustic or whatever it is because we chose the brick wall, right? So let's go find another wall outside that kind of mimics the vibe that you're after, but it may not look exactly the same. And it may turn out that I always believe that everything happens for a reason. And so I always tell my clients this, when something doesn't look exactly how we thought, I'll say, great, this wasn't meant for us anyways. Let's go outside. Let's go for a walk and see what we can find. And then that brings the client onto the same page as you straight away, even though it feels like so much is resting on our shoulders in that moment when it's not right. It's like, oh my God, I'm such a failure. But no, you're not. Everything happens for a reason, whether you had to learn something from this or that the client was actually meant to have photos taken in a different space. And that's okay.
I love that. And I think that clients also, if you get into a location and it is just totally different than what you both saw online, they're pretty understanding, you know, and I feel like also they can recognize, oh yeah, the light is, it's too dark. You know, you don't have to be a photographer to be able to see that sometimes. And so I love that. And I feel like clients would even feel like they're being taken care of even more because instead of calling the whole shoot off and, oh, whatever, I'll just refund you, you're problem solving and being able to kind of save the day, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. I will also say that the client, like, they are human as well. And I feel like the more that we share ourselves and our personality on our social media and on our websites, the more that we're attracting clients who are like us as human beings, similar interests, similar personalities, and in a similar place in life as well. So when we're on a shoot and something bad happens or something, you know, like unexpected happens and we're kind of put on the spot for a second, the clients will understand because they're just like you. They're not going to be rude. If they are, then like, that's not great. Like maybe we don't want to work with that person. You know what I mean?
Can we go back to, you mentioned that you're an empowerment photographer. So I had two questions. The first one is, can you describe what exactly an empowerment photographer is to the audience? And then how does intention versus expectation tie into you being an empowerment photographer?
So I only like dropped in for me maybe like mid last year that what I do is empowerment photography. Before that, I was just calling myself normal Melbourne photographer. But I realized that every single client was saying to me for the last few years after every single shoot that I made them feel so comfortable. And so I was like, okay, finally, I started to hear that. And I was like, okay, I have a bit of a superpower here. And that's something that I really do focus on in my photo shoots is to make sure that the client feels held and safe and important and celebrated and beautiful throughout the entire session. Like I'm showing them the photos every few minutes. I'm giving them beautiful feedback constantly. They feel so on top of the world during the shoot that it actually turns into quite a transformational experience for them because they're walking in nervous, you know, like maybe they haven't done a photo shoot before. I feel like even when we have done a lot of photo shoots before, we can still get nervous going into a new shoot. Like even for us as photographers, when we have our photo taken, sometimes we're like, ooh. So we know how it feels for them coming into the shoot space. And so it's quite transformational. They might come in feeling a bit nervous and then immediately I'm setting the space for them. I'm giving them space to be themselves and be celebrated to be themselves. And so I'm empowering them to step into the best version of themselves and not only feel that on the shoot, but to see it in the photos. And so that's why it's a fully transformational empowerment experience because they leave feeling so good about themselves. And it's really like, it's life-changing to think about it. Like I might have somebody come in with quite low self-esteem, do a boudoir shoot with me and see themselves really unlock something in themselves and see themselves like, whoa, I'm so hot. Like for me to hear that from somebody who came in not thinking super highly of themselves to go, whoa, I'm really hot. Then I'm like, my job here is done.
This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by Contractista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. Contractista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, Contractista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts.
How does intention versus expectation tie in for you and your business as an empowerment photographer?
Because I'm an empowerment photographer, when people see my work and kind of perceive the name empowerment photography, you're already kind of getting a bit of a vibe that I'm kind of a bit more open and a bit more spiritual and a bit more like relaxed and kind of go with the flow, that kind of thing. So for me, like going into a photo shoot, I need to set an intention. With my, like in my life, setting intention is kind of like how I function as a human being. Like if we don't have an intention and we have just like set expectations, like I said before, we're just leaving space to feel disappointed or to be really hard on ourselves for things not coming exactly as we thought to fruition. So when we're on a photo shoot, for me, like going in with an intention, it gives my client experience a much more wholesome feel. So for the client on the other side, for me as an empowerment photographer, I'm empowering them to choose how they want the photo shoot to feel, more so than how they want it to look exactly. So like we've got a physical mood board, we'll have a look at it, we'll just refer to that for poses and make, you know, in selecting our location, like if they want a studio shoot, we'll shoot in a studio. If like on the day I've got my black backdrop, I've got my beige backdrop and my white one, if on the day they bring an outfit that doesn't really work with the black backdrop, even though we were planning to use it, because we've already set an open intention, I'll just say, hey, how about we try the beige one for this one? I think it's going to look really goddessy or really beautiful, whatever it is. And I'm empowering them to say yes and go try new things and see themselves in a new light by just setting an intention, because we can really restrict the photo shoot experience and the process by just saying the expectation of like, it's just all got to be black and it's all got to be this pose and it's all got to be that. Like, no, explore, expand your horizons. And it also, for me as a photographer, it empowers me to like try new things on the, like in the moment. Like the biggest learning experiences we will ever have as photographers is when we're behind the lens, like when we're in the moment and we're trying something new. That's when we'll discover like a new lighting technique or a new pose to do with it with more clients in the future, or like a different time of day to shoot or something like that. So I think like giving that openness and that freedom to a photo shoot experience, for me, having that mindset of going in with intention rather than expectation, has actually really elevated my business and created a much more wholesome and beautiful client experience.
When did you first kind of start implementing this kind of mindset in your business?
I love that question. I think it was probably, so it would have been after COVID lockdowns, as you probably heard, they were like 3 years long in Melbourne. It was absolutely ridiculous. So we came out of that, was it the end of 2021? I don't know, whenever that was. So probably 2 years ago, whenever we came out of COVID lockdowns, I switched to having more of an intention-based business than expectation-based business. Because during COVID lockdown, I did a lot of the inner work and the personal development all that stuff. And I started to really learn about intentions and intention setting and things like that. And so it made me really reflect on how I approached photo shoots up until that point. And then because I couldn't do photo shoots during the lockdowns, so it was like a full on just like sit down and work on myself kind of time. So I was reflecting on my past photo shoots and how I felt on them. And I realized that when I had set expectations, then I'd really like kind of shot myself in the foot and really not appreciated the space that we were in or used it to its fullest because I was feeling so restricted in what I needed to create. Yeah. So it would have switched about that time. So probably about 2 years ago. And honestly, my photography business has completely changed. And I, as the business owner, literally like feel so much happier in my business. Yeah. I'm so excited to go to a photo shoot because like I've got that intention and I know what we're, you know, vaguely what we're going to create, but it's kind of a surprise. Like, and it's going to be so much fun to just be in that creative mode because we work for ourselves. We went full time as photographers to do this, like to enjoy our creative energy and like be in this space and bring others into our world and create with them, with another unique human being. So like, if we're not looking at them like that, if we're looking at it with just like, okay, it's just a human, just a location, whatever, expectations are set, this is what it is. Like we're not even appreciating the human being that's standing in front of us and trusting us to capture them.
With your session since changing it, have you found that they take a little bit longer? Or is it about the same time?
My packages have changed so much over the years, but to be honest, timeframes are still the same, but my deliverables are different. Shoot time will be the same, but I offer less images now. I suppose in a way, for the set amount of images, yes, it does take a bit longer because we're creating more space to experiment on the day.
This episode of the Build a Blue podcast is brought to you by a tool that's cut my photography workflow in half without cutting into half my software budget. Like most photographers, I use the blog feature on my website to upload galleries. Narrative is a software that you download onto your computer that cuts down the time it takes to build out blog posts from 1 hour to 10 minutes. Narrative works on almost all website platforms, Squarespace, Wix, Weebly, WordPress, the list goes on. There are so many bonus features to Narrative, including a Lightroom plugin, SEO integration, adding text into blog posts, cropping within the program, which means no more back and forth with Lightroom. Oh, and it also uploads all your images as individual files, so it's not one big collage, meaning that it's Pinterest friendly. I know what you're thinking, this seems like a miracle, but how much does it cost? With Narrative, there are three package options starting at just $6 a month. And heads up, right now the program is only available for iOS, meaning Mac users. Go to jessicawhitaker.co/blog tool. You can also check out the description of this podcast episode, the show notes down below. I'll link it as well. That's jessicawhitaker.co/blog tool.
I love all of that so much. What would be something that somebody this weekend could implement into their business, not just in the photo shoots that are upcoming for the rest of the season, but this weekend they have a photo shoot. The client didn't set any mood board. They didn't set an expectation, but they want to implement this. What would your advice be?
Beautiful. I would say contact your client. I mean, before you contact your client, actually, have a sit down with yourself and just kind of journal or like write in the notes in your phone or just think about it, how you would like this photo shoot to run. How would you like it to look? And without setting an expectation, set yourself the intention. Is it to create beautiful images with this client? Is it to connect with the client? Is it to give them a beautiful experience in front of the camera, a safe experience in front of the camera? So kind of sit down with what your intention is as the photographer, as the creator, and then contact the client, whether you email, you DM, or you call, whatever it is. Contact them and let them know, like, hey, I'm just implementing a new and beautiful way to approach my photo shoots. And I'd really love for us to set an intention for this one. So let's talk about like where you're going to use the photos. What are they for? what is your personal intention in this photo shoot? Because they already have one approaching you needing photos. They already have an intention. And so like, it might take a couple prompting questions to get it out of them. But if you just ask them, what's your intention with this? They're going to come up with an answer. And so then you can say, I'm so excited to do this photo shoot. Let's really focus on the intention because it's going to give us more space to create on the day as well. I think a beautiful little journaling practice would be the best thing to do. I love journaling because it helps you just get your thoughts out there. So either you can journal or chat to a friend about it, get them to ask you these questions. But for everybody listening right now, get out your notepad, get out the notes in your phone, and just write down, how have I felt in photo shoots in the past? This is all about how you feel. So write down, how have I felt in photo shoots in the past? And then I want you to write down, how do I want to feel in photo shoots in the future? And then is how am I going to implement these changes? So when you're reflecting on how you felt in the past, write down the good and the bad, like whatever came through, just write it down. And then when you're focusing on what you want your photo shoots to look like, think like big picture, think dream career, think like anything is possible. If you want to feel like, I don't know, Annie Leibovitz or whatever on your photo shoot, then write it down, like whoever knows, like who knows how she feels. But if you want to feel like an absolute, like huge name in photography, like really like dream big, write it down and then write down how you're going to implement the changes. Because when you're looking at the two steps there, you'll know intuitively how to make those changes. And those changes will be how your intention and expectation stuff comes into your business and your photo shoot experience.
Where can everybody find you? I know you mentioned that you also offer mentoring.
Beautiful. So you can come and find me, come and message me, say hello, say that you listen to this podcast so I know where you came from. Come and find me on my photography Instagram page, which is emmavaness.photography. I also do mentoring, which is emmavaness.mentor. And then I also have my own podcast, which is the Emma Vaness Show. And we talk about like business stuff, spiritual stuff, mindset stuff like this, but then also just like anything else that I find interesting at the moment. So it's very human to human. It's just good old conversation. And that's kind of what I'm all about.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Emma, for coming on. Again, you are so gifted at speaking and encouragement too, I can tell. So thank you so, so much for donating your time and your talents to everyone listening today.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.